Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Holy fuck, it's good to say that. First episode of this year.
Yeah, we're only fucking a month and a half in.
Hey, we took a, we all needed a vacation, so we took this one, okay?
I did not need the vacation.
We were on season two, so we're like, yo, we've done two seasons already. Let's take a vacay. Start the year off right.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do an episode last week, but I got sick, so yeah. And then you kind of took an involuntary vacation. So.
I had to put my running shoes on and fucking see how far I could go.
You forced Stump it up?
Running. Yep. Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
I was running. Yeah, or damaged ones, whichever one you want to look at.
I might not be a smart man, Jenna, but I know what love is.
Yeah, love is called getting AIDS after the chick's been out running her fucking circles around with the fucking musicians, comes back with AIDS, and you're like, I'll marry her, and then fucking that's what this movie is actually about. But anyways.
Okay, on that note, we're jumping right into the first headline then. Have you seen all the memes and everything, right? About this lady cop who, her and her,
gang,
the rest of the force, right? They gang bang, like,
yeah,
right there,
the gang bang
it
officer.
It made Pornhub, bro. It
who
made
was married.
Pornhub.
Did it really?
Yes.
Did it really?
I was doing a little like,
I don't.
That's what I heard. That's what
you're
I
like,
heard.
I looked it up, man. Did you
look
it
up,
or is this fucking?
I'm looking.
Okay,
I'm looking
at
it right now. You know what? I am going to look it up. Hold on. Let me check it here. That's what computers are for, right?
Oh, God.
Let's see here.
Smartphones, computers, whatever. I went to prison. Before I went to prison, bro, you had to look it up on the computer. And then when I got out, it was like handheld devices. I was like, this is convenient as fuck.
Let's see.
I was like, I can hold it with one hand and hold it with the other, you know?
I'm going to look up Lady Cop Gangbang first, and then we'll go from there. Let's see what happens.
Oh, man, this is going to be a fucking interesting show, yeah. She brought the whole fuck the police.
If you read the headline of the show, it really says we're going to talk about weed killing and a lady cop who
gang
took bangs. On the gangbang unit.
The whole G-Unit was there? Fucking
dude,
what?
It is on Pornhub, bro. I'm not clicking on the video because I want to
show. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble if my wife sees me looking at Pornhub, but...
Something like X something videos also. X and XX videos. There's a bunch of them.
X and XX.
Let's put it that way. Let's just say it made it.
Oh, dude. I'm going to probably get in trouble for this, but I'm going to look it up.
Well, okay. Here's the thing about it. They're all adults. Okay. Let me start from this. Everybody's giving the lady shit about it, right? Here's the way I say it. They're all adults. They all agreed to do it. I don't think she was forced into anything. If she was, I apologize, whatever, you know. But if they were all adults agreed to
wasn't.
Do it, But the bad thing about it is they're just giving the chick shit about it. They're not giving the dude shit about it, which I get the double standards in the world. But, like, they're all giving husband shit, too, and it's like... These dudes
I mean, your wife's a fucking whore. That's great. But, like, what about all those other dudes? You know, those dudes were all married, too. You know what I mean? And,
right, yeah. So it's a double edged sword there.
Yeah, no, it's, oh my God, I haven't been on fucking a porn site in fucking so long. This is weird. Not finding it.
Really? I just literally saw the thing. Hold on. Lady Cop Gangbang. I like how I'm saying when I'm typing, like, listening to care. Where's Shane to tell me how to spell things right? Inside joke.
Lighting a dumpster on fire.
Inside joke.
Probably lighting a dumpster on fire and talking about his penis.
glad I got you on my phone. I'm looking at it right now. It's
I'm
on Pornhub and stuff.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm not clicking on the video, but I'm...
Don't be scared, man. You know who I feel bad for? Is like the one white cop. He had to, like, get in there. You know what I mean? He's like...
You think
he's like
first, you know, or do you think they made him?
I don't think they gave him that courtesy, bro. I don't think they gave him that courtesy. He was the newest officer on the team. He's like, you go last. He's like, why am I even doing this then? He's like, is this like an initiation or something? I got to do this. Okay, fine. Oh, that's fun, guys! Yay! Glad you guys had fun. Me too. Yeah, that was awesome. Let's. Meet again next week. Yeah. Then the news goes out and he's like, my wife's going to fucking kill me. And I didn't even fucking come.
I bet you the prisoners in the jail are like, yo, can we get into this?
Bro, so funny story. I was in a prison, and I'm not going to say which one because I think it might be a currently ongoing investigation. But there was a CO that worked there. That I caught the eye of a couple of the guys that was doing time. And these dudes weren't like, no, you know, they weren't no little like fucking lames. Those were gangsters. And I guess they gangstered it up and did the Eiffel Tower right there in the cell. And yeah, one of the other officers walked by, looks in and sees this chick going to fucking Paris. And they all got raffled up, you know what I mean? They all got shipped out different fucking places, but I guess she got charged.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Like,
dude, I saw something about that on the news or something not long ago. Or I was watching something, and they talked about either that or a story just like that, where, like, this new guy caught
the
chick
off.
Yeah,
and,
like,
in the
he fucking
was new
or whatever, and he went and towed off on him. Yeah, and he went, like, towed off on him.
Yeah, he just walked
like
up to the fucking LT's office and was like, oh, because he was trying to smash on her the whole time, and he was getting fucking got mad because she fucking went and fucked the inmates instead. So he's like, I'm fucking telling on you. And he did.
You got to think, though, does that happen more than, like, what people would think that would happen?
Yes.
Because everybody's human, and that shit's kind of just...
Listen, man, I hooked up with a commissary worker one time that looked like a fucking Idaho potato. I had to get drunk to go have sex with this chick. And I had been in prison for, like, 6 years. You know what I mean? So when people say, oh, he's just got out of prison, he'll stick his dick in a meat grinder. No, I wouldn't. It took, like, 3 big-ass pints of hooch for me to even work up the courage to go in and do this shit. And even my homeboys were like, take one for the team, dog. She's giving us tobacco. You know what I mean? When I say she looked like an Idaho potato, I mean it, dog. Like, how her butt comes down to, like, a point that is like her with legs. It was horrible.
Oh, damn.
I mean, we got really fat sacked the commissary after that, but I, like, put it off, man. I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and she was like, listen, you keep wanting something from me, I want something from you. And I was like, fuck. All right. Let's get it over with. I'm not that horny. I'm only going to put it on
the what now?
No. She got caught, dog. She got caught bringing a cell phone to me. They couldn't say it was me, but she got caught bringing a cell phone. And one of the cops that caught her was I, which is Internal Investigations Unit. And they, one of the guys came up to my cell and was like knocking at my door. And I was like, what the fuck do you want? He was like, so your girlfriend got caught today. I was like, who? He's like, your girlfriend. I was like, I ain't got no fucking girlfriend. I'm prison. What the fuck is going on? He's like, yeah, well, I might have saved you some fucking, like, serious therapy. Because on the cell phone that we caught her bringing in, there was, like, 48 explicit photos of her in various positions. And I don't care how long you've been doing time, bro. That was not pretty. And I was like... I can neither admit nor deny the allegations that you presented me with, but I do appreciate the saving of my eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I mean, it happens all the time, man. All the time. I'm not going to throw out any names or nothing, but one of my homeboys actually hooked up with the CO that worked at the jail, at the prison. Her husband was a sergeant over the unit.
She was just
a regular officer. Her husband was a sergeant. My homeboy hooked up with her. She wound up leaving her husband, waiting like 7 years for my dude to get out of prison, and then they got married.
Oh, wow.
They even had it. They even conceived a kid. They even conceived a kid in like the last 6 months of the sentence. How did that happen? I know, but I really don't want to go into details. It wasn't the regular way. Let's just say that. There was no conjugal visit. If you're picking up, basically, fucking pretty much. Yeah.
Turkey basically in the middle.
Like right before he showed up to the visit. Yeah, I know. Like right before he went to visit, he like nutted in a little bag, and he took the bag with him to visit and gave it to her, and she went in the bathroom and like fucking threw her leg up in the stall, all stirrup status, and fucking put it in there and fucking let the business do the business, and she wound up getting pregnant. And he like walks out of prison after 15 years, and he's like, "Oh, my newborn child!" And everyone's looking at him like a fucking retard, but we all know how it happened.
Oh, that's pimping.
Yeah, they're married now. I mean, they're doing good and everything like that. But
the
ex-husband,
yeah, you
like,
gotta love a good love story. That
the ex-husband. Oh yeah, the ex-husband. He was a sergeant, and he was still a sergeant at the prison where I was at. And he hated me because he knew that me and the homeboy were like really friends. You know what I mean? And so every time I walk out in the yard, he's like searching for a knife. He's got a knife on him. I'm like, bitch, you're not gonna grab my dick, so you're not gonna find my knife. But search away, you know.
Searching for a knife. He has a knife. Bro, okay, you know what show you
have a knife.
Good
I do have a knife.
Especially now, since you, like, changed your whole life around
world,
60 days in.
World's Dumbest Criminals?
No, I was going to say 60 days in, bro. You know the one where they send people in, like, undercover and shit to, like, make the jails better?
Nah, I'm not no fucking cop. I ain't going to do their work for them. Fuck these motherfuckers.
No. It's not like that.
I have
like
a pretty...
Some people you don't go in there to, like, narc. Some people go in there to, like, teach, like, the younger prisoners, like, hey, bro, this is where your life's going wrong.
Nah, but that's the
you know what?
The premise of the show is so that the cops can gain information about how drugs, contraband, and shit like that's being smuggled into the jail, right? And then you have this big Mexican dude that was down in, like, I can't remember his name, but I'd love to get him on here. But he was like, pod boss. He thought he was a gangster. The whole time, he's, like, wearing a wire and he's a snitch. And he's in there pushing politics hella hard. And
oh,
I couldn't
shit.
Do it, dude, because I put
Avery,
hands on him.
I know it's
Avery,
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I've seen that shit.
Yeah. I would go in there and actually pick up time because I put hands on somebody fucking quick. Oh, damn, this was a TV show. I wasn't supposed to beat this dude up. Now I'm looking at 16 months for a fucking assault. Add on the fucking aggravating factors of me having two fucking prior violent felonies. That's a third strike. I'm looking at 25 life for a TV show. Fuck that shit.
Well, hey, trip on this, though. You know they always say on there, well, they said if we get in fights, we can get in trouble, blah, blah, blah. You know damn well they're really not going to be getting in any trouble. You know damn well they won't be getting in any fights because this shit would be pulled off right before
and
it happens.
And you know damn well with my record they would. You know damn well with my record they'd be like, we got them.
Well, let me ask you this on something like that. Let me ask you this on that show. How much of that do you think might be set up? Do you think they put him in, like, a non-violent one and then, like, they just make seem like it's violent? You know what I'm
misdemeanor pod. Yeah, misdemeanor pod. He's looking at, like, a year. They have pods specifically for, like, non-violent felons and, like, you know what I mean? They separate everybody like that.
Right.
They fucked up one time with me in Idaho. It's Canyon County Jail. I'll blast these motherfuckers. So they fucking walked me into the intake, and I had just gotten charged with 3 attempted murders. The chick that was doing booking didn't even look up from her paperwork. She's just looking at this paperwork, asking me questions. She's like, do you have any gang affiliations? I was like, no. She's like, okay, cool. And I was like, this believes me. That's cool. She's she threw me in a general population open bay pod with like 40, 50 other people that was just like bunk beds. And I was in there for 3 attempted murders. Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, dude, they fucking threw me in here with these dudes. I'm going to fucking have fun. And I did for like 3 months until I almost killed a guy.
Well, see, when I was at county that time, that's what I had to do was pretty much just like you just said, a bunk bed dorm, like 45 motherfuckers. The weirdest thing was
Yuma County.
There was one black dude
pod.
In there, right? And then when he left, another black guy came and took his bunk. That was just funny. I mean, at least I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to think, Yuma, Arizona's population of like African American males is like substantially lower than everybody else. You know, who the fuck wants to be out in 120 degree heat and black? You know what I mean? I wouldn't.
God damn. That took a right turn.
I mean, fuck, bro. I mean, seriously, think about it, bro. Like,
the
people are making out there
the year. No, I get what you're saying, though, bro.
It's like a highly agricultural community, and predominantly that's Hispanic and white farmers and Hispanic laborers, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, that dynamic really hasn't changed in the past 50, 60 years. So, you know, at Dole, like where my at that shop, there was one black dude that worked in the cooler, and that was it. And his name was Greg, and that dude was the funniest foul mouth motherfucker you've ever met in your life, but he kept that whole fucking place clean as shit. He was like, I loved him, dude. That dude used to pick me up when I'd go to the shop with my dad. He'd pick me up and he'd put me in the truck and he'd be driving around. He'd be like, you hungry? I'm like, hell yeah. And I'd ask him, what are we getting, watermelon? And he's like, no, we're looking for saltines for your little white ass. And I was like, all right, bet. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Right.
But there was only one black dude there.
That's what I mean. With comedy, you can kind of put that barrier. And as long as everybody knows it's joking, like if you just get it there, people can joke back and forth and shit like that. See, America?
Yeah, and as long as you have a relationship with somebody. Yeah, as long as you've got a relationship with somebody,
everybody.
You know what I mean? You can get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit, bro. If we canceled everybody for that shit, I mean, you got to look at some of Eddie Murphy's fucking bitches, some of the ones that look back at him. Holy shit. Like, that shit would not be tolerated today. You know what I mean?
Think of how much look back and just. This is our lifetime in the 90s, right? Just think of certain people of the 90s, right? Think of how many of them would have been canceled nowadays just for just something minor they did back then. Bill Clinton.
Ralphie May, bro, that big fat dude. Oh, Bill Clinton.
Oh, Ralphie May.
Yeah, Ralphie. Bill Clinton should have been canceled, but, like, you know, his wife is the devil, so therefore he can't fucking... They're not scared of that,
but I'm sure
fucker,
back then
there
were so many people that could have been canceled in the 90s. Pamela Anderson probably should have been canceled in the 90s at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Carmen Electra.
Anna Nicole Smith. O.J. Simpson. I mean, there's so
she
many
did get canceled.
Sure. Michael J. Fox are having the shade.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that should be canceled.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving right along there.
With Parkinson's.
I just thought he was a drunk.
First time I seen him interviewed, he's shaking. I was like, "Damn, get that motherfucker's fixed, bro. He's sick as fuck."
Yeah, I was like, "Man, get him some coffee, give him a little whiskey, he could go."
Give him motherfucker's cocaine, bro. Like, goddamn.
Well, dude, did you ever see, if you have, you got to look this up. I don't know when it was, but this was back in, he was doing something at a court thing, right? And he didn't take his medicine on purpose so he could show them what would happen. And he's literally up there like.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. I remember
like
that. They thought he was putting it on, but he was just like, no, I didn't take my medicine on purpose because he's trying to raise awareness for these types of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, man, I have a lot of love, you know, Doc Hollywood, Back to the Future, all that stuff. He was a great actor. You know, you got Teen Wolf, bro. Like, how the fuck can you top that shit? But when that shit happened, that, like, pretty much ended his career.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sin City was the last real thing I ever seen him on. I mean, he done a few things after that. Nothing major, though.
No, that was his sitcom that he had, and I loved it. But it was really sad.
Which is funny. You know what's funny about that? Charlie Sheen took his spot on that show, right? And then years later, somebody took Charlie Sheen's spot on the show.
Dude, I would get Emilio Estevez mixed up with Michael J. Fox all the time when you were younger. Charlie Sheen's brother.
Oh, Emilio.
You know
what I'm
talking about?
Emilio
Estevez.
Yeah. Young Guns.
Estevez, yeah. Like, I used to get him and Michael J. Fox fucked up
you,
all the time.
You know,
I
could see
man,
that, because they were about the same height, looked about the same, and, you know, probably did a movie or so together at some point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've done something together, whether it be cocaine and hookers or what, but...
Right, yeah, they probably shared a couple of them.
Yeah.
Totally sure this about
Dave hopefully
Dave
not
guys.
With Charlie,
because
that might
there.
Explain the shakes, you know what I'm saying? They share a bitch with fucking Charlie. That explains why they're all fucked up.
I want to see you make a joke about this. You ready? Memphis might have a serial killer. There has been 9 bodies, not like at once, but within like, you know, the last few months. With the person with the put in their car and
been
the
to
car
Memphis?
Lit on fire. I was born in Memphis.
Have you ever been to Memphis?
I was born there, bro.
Okay, so you know, I kill motherfuckers too if I live there. Fuck that town.
I didn't say I wanted to go back there, but
yeah, like fuck. Like I'd be doing anything I could do to get out of that motherfucker too.
It's just the case of the serial killer thing. It's starting to seem like San Luis, man. You just finding dead bodies everywhere. That's a Yuma joke for nobody.
Hey, listen,
that.
Bro. Like, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, dog, but like you have that. What was that dude kid's name? Dolph, the rapper. Young Dolph.
I have no idea.
You know who I'm talking about, though? The one that died not too recently, well, within the past year or two. And he's like a probably sell a week, probably a pound on my motorcycle or my four or whatever the song was. I'm not really big into it, but I mean, there's a couple songs that he's lived that he's played or done that I've heard. And when he died, man, it wasn't on the news and shit, but you see people on like Instagram, TikTok, they're like, damn. There are people dropping in Memphis right now. When Young Dolph got killed, his people went around and just shot up everybody. You know what I mean? Like, when he died, they were pissed about it. And nobody talks about it. So my question is if they made such a big – they're making such a big fuss about 9 bodies, right? Hey, that's cool. I mean, that's – you know, serial killer, that's a deal. But why the fuck wasn't it a big deal when all the gangs were shooting at each other, bro? Like, why was it not such a big deal when these dudes are running around doing drive-by, dusting people off by the fucking bucket? You know what I mean? Makes
because
me wonder, like, who the victims
the government
are.
Don't, because the media and the government don't really care about that because they've never, half of them's never been in that situation and seen some of that shit. Like,
right. So,
for example, in Yuma, like, where we come from, we've seen, like, I haven't seen somebody just get shot or nothing like that. That's not what I'm saying, people. But, like, we've seen... how some gang can be and shit like that. I mean, I know you have.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen a lot more
harder.
I'm just saying in general, though, like,
you've
seen some shit like how gangs are, but then, like, it's crazy, though. Like, dude, this gang, okay. I guess, growing up where we grew up at, how the gangs are around there, right? It was like a respect thing, if that makes sense. Like, this person, but unless it was just they shot up my sister's house or something or anything like that, it was a respect thing. Like, you're not just going to go attack this person or something unless it was just something crazy about it. Nowadays, bro, it's like,
well,
you said something about my girlfriend on Facebook.
Well,
I'm going to staple your nipple to your titty hair or something. I mean, like, the games nowadays, I don't know.
You remember when we were a little bit older, I think we were around 16, 17, there was that kid, that girl, went to him, snuck him out the window, and his ops were waiting for him outside, and they shot and killed him. Remember that?
Maybe.
Yeah, like, he was at home, the girl came, snuck in his window, and was like, hey, sneak out with me, and when he snuck out the window, like, these motherfuckers were waiting for him to shot and kill him. There was another one, Doughboy, when he got shot and killed down in Okietown.
I mean,
it was Christmas, and he was on his way over to see him. Yeah,
you knew
him personally,
though,
like, I knew him.
Yeah, you knew him.
I knew him real good.
I couldn't say if I've actually ever met him. I knew of him because, like, there's certain people you've, like, had reps, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I knew him personally, cool. Man, and me and him was all right, man. And
let me ask you this.
When I got arrested after that, they asked me about him.
I don't want to say homie's name, but, well, fuck it. He probably doesn't listen to the show, and I haven't seen the dude in 20 years anyway. Do you remember Josh Douglas? You remember back in high school when he got fucking shit out over the 2x4 and shit like that?
Yep.
I never saw him after that, bro. I was walking through the, I was cutting through the area right there going to the bus lane, and I sort of saw that go down, but I didn't want to intervene because, no offense, it wasn't my issue.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't your issue. Well, yeah, that wasn't my issue either, but that was a homie, you know what I mean? So when I ran up, it was already fucking pretty much done.
Well, see, that was the thing.
I was on crutches at the time, if you remember.
Right. Well, no. Okay, you're thinking of the time they jumped
them
inside the school, though. You're thinking of the time they jumped them, like, inside the school. I was there for that one, too.
No.
This one was down the alleyway.
At the bus lane. Yeah, at the bus lane. When we were in the bus lane, and you could look down that way and see him in the alleyway getting jumped. Yeah, I ran up on him. I ran up on those dudes when I had crutches on, bro. But by the time I got there, I don't know why they were running, but they dipped out. And then I seen that fool all fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah, they got him again in the gym.
He had some damage after that, bro. Like, I didn't really see him.
Yeah. He did. I mean, I don't know about now because I haven't kept up with nobody, but, like, he wasn't right the last time I'd heard about him. You know what I mean? I'd ask somebody about him, and they said he wasn't right. It's kind of like our homeboy Logan. You know what I mean? From Welton.
Yeah, whatever happened
after that car accident that he got into. He got in a car accident, bro, and he winded up getting real fucked up. Like, he couldn't even remember what shoe to put on. You know?
Dude, brother. He was one of the good homies, too.
Last time
literally, like, five houses down from me.
Yeah. I went out to Welton, and I was selling some dope, and I went to this like little dope house out there, and like he was in there, and I was like, "Yo, what's up, man?" And he's like, "Do I know you?" I was like, "Get the fuck out of here, you know me." And he's like, "I don't really know anybody anymore." I was like, "Wow," and I asked his sister what happened, and his sister was like, "Yeah, he got in a real bad accident, and something's just not been right with him ever since." And
how's
he's getting crazy, so that
always
helps. She was cool last time I seen her. Her boyfriend wanted to beat me up, which wasn't going to fucking happen, so he didn't decide to jump. But there was, you know what I mean?
Right.
Last time I was out there, something went missing of mine. And I came back, and I told these dudes, I was like, listen, man, I owed that to somebody, and they're pissed. So I'm giving you the chance to get it back before there's a carload of dudes out here shooting everybody in the fucking face. And somebody, like, ran out the back and, like, came back, and they had, like, a paper bag, and it was in the paper bag, and there was a little bit missing, but I wasn't tripping about it. And she was actually the one that brought it to me. She was shook. She was like, don't, please, don't. And I was like, listen, the call's already made, gee. Like, it's already what time it is. And they came and brought me my stuff back, and that was the last time I seen them out there. But it's crazy just – it's like what you're talking about with the attention of the situations, right? What bothers me a lot, man, is that people – I've had good friends over the years get murdered. And a couple of them were on their way out. Like, they were living life right, you know what I mean? They were raising a family. And somebody just from the old life came through and just took that from them, you know what I'm saying? But because of their record or because of who – they were portrayed on paper as, there was not the proper attention given to the case. And it's still open. They're all still open. I don't know who the fuck did it. And, I mean, had that been a fucking, you know, I don't want to say it like on a racially type situation, but had it been somebody else that wasn't in that circumstance, they probably would have already got the killer.
Right.
But because,
in other words, you're trying to say if it wouldn't have been a game banger or an ex game banger, they would have did more to try to find the killer. They just knocked
him
off.
Yeah, they just thought
another,
it was some gang,
another game banger to
gang hit that fucking. Yeah, and it wasn't like that, man. In some of these cases, man, like with a couple of my good friends, like they were, like I said, man, they were doing the family thing. And I took it real fucking personal, man, when that happened. And you know me, when I take things personally, I go all the way with it. So, you know, there was justice met or whatever, but not by the hands of regular fucking badged up motherfuckers, you know. And then that just kind of like creates a recidivism or like a cycle, you know what I mean? Because now here I am, or whoever that was in the situation, going and taking care of this. Now those dudes hate this motherfucker, right? And then they're going to – it's just a back and forth thing, and it never fucking pays out. And if I could tell one thing to fucking everybody out there, man, like he's in that lifestyle, like trust me, I was there in the trenches. I was with the business. Still am, I guess, but – not in the same sense. Like, I'm all about the family thing now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown-ass man. I got away as far away from it as I could. But, man, put the goddamn guns down, man. Put the guns down, man. If you can't fight, stay out of the game. If you can't fight, if you can't take a fucking punch to the chin, then just stay home. But if you're out there handling business, doing things like that, and a gun's got to be played, of course. I'm not saying don't defend yourself or don't, like, you know, handle your business. But 90% of the situations that I see arise, that I get presented with from homeboys or whatever, it could have been entirely avoidable if somebody had have just initiated that prideful, like, putting the pride aside kind of thing. And it's sad, man.
Right.
You got no attention. You got no attention given to it. The law enforcement is a fucking joke. And I mean, I kind of stay away from that topic because of, like, the whole, like, resentment that people can bring up on me. Like, oh, yeah, you just resent the cops because you got caught doing some shit. No. No, I resent the cops because when I turned my life around, they still shot me. When I turned my life around, they still put dope in my pocket. When I turned my life around,
right,
they still fucking put a drug dog on my car that has never had any drugs in it at all. And told me that,
right,
I was trafficking heroin. Like, my wife was pregnant, 7 months pregnant. We were driving on the interstate, and a cop pulled me over. Not a highway patrol, not a state trooper, a fucking PD from the fucking town back. Pulls me over, tells me that I got drugs in the car. I'm like, I ain't got drugs in the car. I let them search the fucking vehicle. They searched the vehicle, tore the vehicle, put my pregnant wife in the rain, telling her, you don't have to cover for his ass, he's a piece of shit. All kinds of crazy shit, man. And, most recent interaction that I unfortunately had to have with law enforcement resulted in the officer picking me, who is actually not the aggressor, not the, I don't want to say victim because that's just doesn't feel right, but I wasn't the one that should have been in trouble. You know what I mean? But
right,
took one look at my rap sheet and they were like, oh yeah, this dude's got to get charged.
Yeah,
and now my life's on the line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing, like, with cops, it's so hard anymore, guys. Like, for every good cop, you got, like, 15 bad ones.
There's 10 fucking pieces of shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's 10 pieces,
like,
of shit that won't fucking stand up for what's right. They're fucking cowards.
I'm not saying
good interactions.
Right. But, like, I'm not saying, like, every cop's bad. People just...
No.
I guess it's growing up. I see that because, like, I've been harassed by cops when I was younger, just walking home. Like, literally just walking home.
You went to jail because you were walking home.
Main, yeah. They literally were like, you're drinking.
You went to jail for like a month.
Well, that's because I didn't narc on some people.
But yeah,
yeah,
but
they
the thing is they didn't have you.
Yeah, that's what it was, bro.
Yeah,
they didn't have nothing really on me, but just because I wouldn't turn over, well, I guess now we can talk about it a little bit, I wouldn't turn over you and a few other people. They were like, have fun in Jesus. I was supposed to be there for 60 days.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be there for 60 days, but since it was my first time in, like, you know, getting, like, that much trouble or whatever it was like, what was it, like, they called it a 2-for-1?
Yeah, just 2-for-1,
like,
and then you need a fucking time credit, double, 2 days for 1 credit served.
Something like that,
yeah.
Yeah,
so you gotta, so for every day you get 2 days, yeah, it's a 2-for-1. And,
but,
yeah, like,
I mean, I
feel
I
bad
say
about
this
that, like,
my experience. I learned a lot when I went in there because just the way I see it, I'm not going to lie, I was 19, scared as shit because I just turned 19. I knew me at that point. I was a chubby dude. I didn't have a beard yet. Chubby dude, longer hair, thought I was cool as shit, right? I go into this dorm, and this is after I've been in my own cell for a day and a half, give or take. I got arrested that one day, went to court the next day, then was in my cell, and they came and got me that night. But by this point, you know me, when I'm not stoned, I have ADD, so I'm hyper as shit. So I'm going in this thing, and I look wide-eyed, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're doing this, you're doing that." I'm like, "Bro, no, this is just me naturally."
Everyone's like,
"It was a good
send out the package, homie," and you're like, "I don't have a package. I'm just naturally ADD."
Well, as soon as I walked in, because a lot of people don't realize, out west in the jail systems, I'm not trying to be racist, but you have to stay with your own people more or less. You gotta eat at certain tables. You gotta do certain things that Well, I
use certain
when
showers,
I was there,
use certain phones.
Right. Well, since I was the youngest one in there, because I was literally the only teen. Everybody else is adults. I'm talking 30s, 40s, 50s. You had your pesos straight over the. You had your straight for border hopper pesos. You had your. What's that gang
pesos,
over family? What's that hardcore gang over in
Soma?
That other one.
Soma?
It might be that one.
Yeah,
but I was locked up with a couple of them, too. They were cool as shit. One guy in there tried to give me shit, right? And I don't even know what the issue was at this point. I think it was over, we were playing cards. I don't know what the issue was, right? But he either said something, smarted off to me, something like that. And before I could even say anything, three of these game members from different games came over there and knock the fuck this dude up. And then my last day in there, one of the head game dudes pulled me aside and was like, "Bro, I want you to know," he goes, "Did you learn anything?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not coming back." And he's like, "That's what I wanted to hear."
So hey, man, the unfortunate fact of it is you may have learned not to go back to jail, but in a lot of circumstances and situations that prevail in life, you don't really have a choice, bro. Especially
That makes sense.
Right. Exactly. My first time going to prison was trafficking and stolen property and like petty shit, right? My second crime going to prison was armed robbery. You know what I'm saying? And then the attempted murder bullshit. The crime that followed after that was check fraud, credit card fraud.
How do you go from attempted murder to credit card?
Forgery. Huh?
How do you go attempted murder to credit card fraud?
Because it's a lot less fucking time, homie, and I get paid more. You know what I mean? If I get fucking pinched for a gun or a violent crime, I'm looking at 20 years. If I get pinched for credit card fraud, I'm looking at 4 or 5 years.
Bro, you need to stay out of prison.
I went from my blue-collar crime.
I can't do a podcast while you're in prison, and if you do go to prison, I do have an idea for a podcast.
Oh, man. Have to do it in 30-minute increments over the phone. You have 10 seconds remaining. Hold on. I'll call you right back. But no, I'm staying out of prison, man. I got kids and I got shit. I got a lot of things. I already told my wife, man, the only reason in this world that I would ever go back, picking up my gun, technically speaking, in a metaphoric sense and a literal sense, I guess, would be if somebody came after me to hurt my kids and my family. If somebody were to go after were to hurt my children, there would not be a rock on the face of the fucking earth that they could hide. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard this analogy said I don't know if it's an analogy, but I've heard it said it's heroes would sacrifice the ones they love for the world. The villain will burn the world for the person that they love. I'm definitely the villain, dog, because if somebody, my wife has had static with people in random places, the store or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, confrontations happen with people. I catch myself, dog. I have to, because it's every bit of aggression that I've retained from being what I was, it's not gone. You know what I mean? It's not dissipated.
Right.
It's not like in some fucking like closet. It's not in some box in the closet. I got to go look for it. No, it's right there on the fucking surface. And my family, my wife, my kids, they keep it kind of like below the surface. You know what I'm saying?
But right.
I have to catch myself, because if I feel like somebody's taking it there with my wife or my kids are in any kind of a position of danger, I don't have that reserve, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have that fucking break. So, for instance, we were at Lowe's one time. We were walking at Lowe's, and there was a lady backing her truck up to the front, to the garden exit. We were coming out. We had my daughter in the car seat. My other daughter was in the basket, and I was carrying, like, a mulch or something. No, my wife was carrying a little potted plant. That's what it was. And we were on the way out, and as this lady's backing up, we're leaving. So we just kind of hurried to get out of her way. She had to tap her brakes for, like, a half a second. And after we got, like, beyond the distance of her door, she's like, you figure you'd fucking safer with your kid. My wife just dings out. She's like, what, bitch, what the fuck you say? The lady stepped out of the fucking car, and we're, like, walking towards her. And I realized it was, like, this, like, really, like, manly-looking chick, like, lesbian, you know what I mean? And, I told her something like, these hands are rated E for everyone, bitch. I'll knock you the fuck out. You'll knock your head off your fucking shirt. It's like,
they're rated E for everyone.
Yeah. These hands are rated E for everyone, bro. They're bisexual as fuck. You know what I'm saying? They'll beat them. My hands are bisexual. They go both ways. You know what I'm saying? And,
you're going to be scored live on air, bro.
Another instance, my wife and I, we used to do inspections on homes. Well, I used to drive her around. She was super pregnant. This is around the same time that cop fucked with us. She was like 5 to 7 months pregnant. And she has to go to the front door, knock on the door, tell the homeowner, hey, I'm here with the mortgage company. I'm just doing a quick overview of the house. It's in their contract. They know they're coming. It's usually not a problem. But she went to knock on this door, and this lady across the street, like, comes running down the hill yelling, hey, 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 right? And my wife's like, what the fuck? Well, I'm in the driver's seat, and I carry a pistol with me, even though I'm not supposed to at the time. And I got out of there because this lady's running at my pregnant wife, screaming at her. And I got out of the driver's side of the car. She's running towards the passenger side. I hit the hood of the car. I leveled off on her. And I was one more step, you're nothing but a T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? And she dead-ass stops in her tracks, and she's like, freaking out. And I had that red dot right in her fucking head. I was like, one more step, bitch, it's going to be curtains. And,
bro, you tangled and captured with the red dot? That's an old movie.
I had the red dot on her forehead, bro. Tangle and cast, I got you. It wasn't a laser, the red dot.
Somebody got the reference.
Yeah. No, it was like the red dot. I had that Glock 19, and they just came out with the Gen 3. No, Gen 3. And I had that Glock 19. It had like 17 in the clip, but I had the extendo on it with like the red dot sights on the top and infrared on the bottom and the high beam. And eventually I put some titties on it.
In other words, you were looking for
train,
trouble
but...
that thing.
No. I kept that thing with me for protection. God. And that lady was running at my pregnant wife. And I almost got to use that motherfucker, and I was excited for a little bit. But then, you know, I put that motherfucker on brakes. I told her, I said, bitch, you're going to be a T-shirt if you take one more fucking step. You fucking T-shirt. All right,
bro. You know, we haven't done in a while. Drugs or Florida?
What's that? Always drugs, but it's a matter of were they on drugs in Florida.
Woman...
It's always drugs.
Somebody took their comedy pills today, and it wasn't the coke. Woman punched in face, thrown to ground, and kicked in the head over last Pioneer Woman kitchen set.
A the last Pioneer woman, that's like Alabama. That's not Florida. That's like Texas.
No, it was Florida. But it probably happened in a lot of other places too. You're right.
Yeah.
I think probably happened.
Say, that's not a very like that's kind of a common one. Yeah. That's like those doo-doos fighting for the Devo hammer in fucking Oregon.
I'll give you Florida and all the other states also.
Bro, these two dudes got into a literal fist fight over a DeWalt hammer on a Black Friday sale, and the one dude hit the dude in the head with the hammer. The same incident occurred in Oregon the same fucking day. I had two headlines. I was like, which one's which?
Shit, bro.
I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? It's like the same story. I'm like, did they get the places mixed? No, the same shit happened on Black Friday. Everything that happens outside of the state of Florida happens in the state of Florida as well, but worse.
Oh, God. Here's a good one for you. A dude had sex with two turtles.
Turtles? God damn. That's Florida.
I hope it's not a snapping turtle. You'd be wrong. It's not Florida. It's not Florida.
Hey,
it's a drug.
You know.
Can you name the drug? Can you name the drug in town or the state?
Methamphetamine, and I'm guessing probably somewhere around Orlando.
Okay, you're right with the meth part, but the state, I'll give you a hint. I think it's a corn state.
Oh, Nebraska?
No, okay, it's not the corn state then. Somewhere around Nebraska, I think.
If it's not Florida, it's got to be Ohio.
Oh, there's a band. From like the 70s of the same name. Carry on my wayward son.
Oh, wow. Chicago?
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas. God damn.
No,
I'm really bad at that.
No,
I watched Little Nicky
band.
The other night and they played that Chicago record backwards.
Oh.
I watched Little Nicky and they played that Chicago record backwards. It was like, we will try
to do this. I was just talking about Little Nicky and they were all like naming Adam Sandler movies, and I was like, the best one's Little Nicky, and they're all like, I've never seen it, and I'm like,
Popeye's chicken is the shit, isn't it? I've watched that movie four times in the past 2 weeks.
I haven't seen it in years,
yeah,
bro.
I watched that movie.
That's a good one.
I think they got it on Netflix right now, man. I've been watching it. I think I've watched it four times in the past like two or three. My wife will like put it on, we'll watch it. I'll watch it all the way through, and I'll look over and she'll be asleep. Like from halfway, so then like the next day she's got to start it over, and so I'm like, all right, bet I'm sitting down for it. I'm with it.
Well, that's one of those movies.
The dude with the wax and the nipples.
Watching and watching, yep. Dude. Because you can get a laugh out of something every time.
Every time. He's like, you're gonna see some messed up stuff, and there's a dude in the crowd rubbing his nipples with the fucking candles. He's like, maybe not as messed up as that, but too bad.
Oh, okay. I got another. Here's a good one for you. Ready? Drugs of Florida. A man dressed as Randy Savage robbed two dudes at gunpoint.
Okay, that's crack cocaine. And,
You're right, it is drugs.
Yeah, I definitely need to get the right fuck. I mean, I should get like half a point for guessing the fucking drug right.
I will give you this one on this one. It's a trick question. It's drugs and Florida.
It's definitely crack cocaine. That's the only time Randy Savage is cool is when you're high on coke. You know what I mean?
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. I can dig that shit. I haven't eaten in a week. Let's fucking do a Slim Jim. Yeah, I'm going to say, it's drugs and Florida. So but does it say a town?
Don't. I wrote this like 2 weeks ago.
I was going to say, that sounds like
bad.
Pensacola. That sounds like Pensacola. You know what I'm saying? Like that's some shit. Now, if he was dressed like fucking like Fabio or something, I'd say Miami. But he said Randy Savage, that's Pensacola.
We'll just go with that. I'm down for that one. It's Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, and crack cocaine. We're definitely calling it crack.
Exactly. We're definitely calling it that one for sure. For sure on that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We have an ad for this week, and it totally fits this week's episode, guys. Suck one, suck all at Bongs and Dongs today. It's America's number 8 best porno shop, so let the pee in your pot be for porn, and come on down to Bongs and Dongs today. That was a tongue twister.
Hell yeah, dildo. Yeah, I was going to say you struggled with that one, but you made it.
I did it. Woo, go Dakota. I mean,
yeah.
Tommy Bong.
Yay, speech therapy's working.
I just said my real name on this show again.
Mm-hmm.
We almost made it
one
season.
Yeah. First day of the fucking season, man. What the fuck?
Anyway,
by now,
you know,
I'm pretty sure everyone fucking knows where we're at.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows it's us, bro. We just like using the code name.
Yeah.
We like pulling the wool over our fans' eyes, you know.
I just don't like it when people Google my name. That's never good. You know what I mean?
Bro, you can Google my name and like a bunch of shit pops up now. I got people.
Yeah,
that
you
would
Google my name and a bunch
of
fucking mugshots. I got mugshots, pictures of me with a fucking tank. Like,
oh my god, bro! I'm so pissed. Yeah. I didn't get to tell you this. Might as well talk about this right now too. Okay, I'm so pissed off right now, and I don't want to badmouth the company too bad, but it's called Sticker Mill, and I don't recommend it because I tried to order, and I say tried, I ordered some merch for the show I had made up for us, right? And I just got
the lighters and everything like that.
Yeah, like, no, this was stickers, some pins, a few minor things, just like, you know, like give out for little things, like gifts and shit like that.
Yeah.
But they sent, like I ordered this, like, a week and a half ago, right? And I'm thinking everything's good. They've been keeping in touch, like, oh, this, that, you like the designs, they're showing me things. I'm like, yeah, I dig it. I just get an email form right before the show starts saying, your order has been canceled, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I don't know.
Why?
So fuck them. Yeah, I don't know. They said something to do with the logo, maybe. But the thing about that is, it says they'll use any logos and shit, right? Just because our logo has a pot leaf on it or something. I don't know what the deal is. But I'm gonna use a totally different company.
Oh, they're one of those fucking people.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know what.
From now on, we're gonna put crack pipes on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that'd be Shane's shirt, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been one for crack, but I'm sure that somebody in our fucking group has, and I know it wasn't you or Lassie. Or Yoder.
Yoder?
No,
Yoder?
Definitely not Yoder. No, definitely not Yoder.
Is Yoder still around? What has he ever
had?
Oh,
yeah, he's at like some Sonic somewhere. He's doing his own stand-up career on the microphone at Sonic, so he's like... He's like, pick up order number 19 and to the lady with the hoops on her ears that means you're a hoe. Then he got fired. Bigger
Wait,
hoops, the bigger the hoe. Ever heard that?
Did he really get... That would be funny if he really got fired.
No,
Sonic,
no. He doesn't have the balls to do that shit, no.
Nah,
yeah, he didn't
nah,
have the balls
nah.
to fuck up his job. Not for the sake of a joke, I have.
For doing shit like that
not...
Work, bro, at work, I had to do announcements over, like, the loudies on. I catch myself when I'm fucking around. I'm always like, oh, don't do it.
Bro,
I
was on the job site. I was doing construction, and I had to literally, owner of the company had to come up to me, and he's like, stop making penis jokes about wood. He was like, hey, man, give me a 2x4. I was like, yeah, I bet you could take a 2x4, you fucking right? And fucking that just didn't fly over well. Hello?
But anyways, bro, you know what time it is, right? It's time for the strain of the week.
Oh, stop, shit. Stop. I have it pulled up.
Stop. He's like, oh, man, that's my part.
Yeah, I know. I was like, totally forgot for a second. I was like, holy shit, I got something else I'm doing here. I was like, it's not just my personality that they're fucking really looking at for. All right.
Bro, you got so sidetracked being the funny one tonight. That, like,
yeah.
Can I do the strain of the week? Oh, let me do the strain. I got it. You ready? Strain of the week.
Yeah, I got it, dog. I got it. Yeah, yeah. No,
Purple Noble Curse.
We were talking about that gangbang. We were talking about that gangbang and the cops. What reminded me of Gushers. What's even better is it's also known as White Gushers. So, I mean, that fucking fits.
Oh, God.
It's a hybrid. Yeah, it's a hybrid strain. It's a member of, like, the cookie family. So we've already talked about that, the cookies family. Cookies a brand. They're a growing – they're a genetic strain that they've basically patented is the way it goes these days. it's a mix of their Gelato 41 and their Triangle Kush. So people who like it are also going to like runts and, like, Skittles. Gushers is really high in THC, low CBD. It's cultivar and has a strong, like, euphoric effect that initially feels like a nervine. So it's kind of like gives you the jitters, whatever, if you smoke too much of it. Eat a sandwich. But then it has a really sedating effect. So don't eat too much of a sandwich because then you'll just pass out. It's named for its, like, explosively, like, thick, fruity flavors, also relevant to the gangbang. It's both an extract, I believe, and it's also, of course, just like a bud. So they've taken this Gushers and they've isolated it down to like a really good like wax or butter or whatever kind of extract you really like. It came from the group Cookies, and I want to say I have it written down, but I actually am not able to look at my notes because my phone's being stupid. I think it was in like 2010. Was when Cookies came around, 2010, 2009, 2010, 2011, something like that. So they've been around for a little while. It was really big with the whole medical thing because it helps manage a lot of pain, nausea, insomnia, because it just makes you pass the fuck out. So, okay, man. And I'm trying to think of a strain that you and I'd be familiar with. So you remember how White Rhino back in the day, you'd smoke it and you'd get like a tingly feeling in the back of your fucking head. Like it was almost like you're snorting coke. And we were like, what the fuck is that?
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That would be the same kind of like thing. And the oddity is it's not at all like, it's not like a fucking upper or it doesn't give you energy. You get the tingles and then you like start going to sleep. So it's really good for if like a nighttime smoke. Definitely not something you want to smoke before you do, like, a driving test or something.
You do a driving test.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I need a little orange cone. Do not do a...
And it, cops are like, pull over. He's like, I can't pull over any further. I love acid. You have like a super sweet, super tropical kind of like berry flavor. Tinnitus is obviously something that it's like a really big help with people that have asthma. It actually says it helps like people with asthma. It helps them out because it helps with like the chest pains. I haven't really. As much as I really like Gushers, man, I have gotten anxious on it. Like, it's caused me to be like, I'm too stoned. I don't know what to do. Kind of like that, like, vague, dizzy, like, anxious feeling when you smoke too much of it. But it's always cool if you just, like, eat a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Eat a sandwich, chill the fuck out. You'll be good, dog. So that's one of my favorite hybrid indicas. I say that a lot, really. I probably say that too much. I like all weed, but this is one of the better hybrid indica strains.
That's me. It's like each week we're like, this is our favorite.
Yeah. I've actually never had the pleasure of trying to grow Gushers. So I think I'm going to put that on my fucking list. Because indoor is current. Yeah, no, I'll just probably buy some, like, in the next week or so, if I can remember. I'll go to fucking Cookies and get them to give me some of the seeds. Right now, we're in the middle of the – not in the middle. We're at the beginning stages of the indoor cycle. For me, we've got Bloody Banner, Bruce Almighty from Wolf Genetics. Shout out Wolf, you're my dude. Also got, what else, the fucking 9-pound hammer, pineapple hammer, which turned out amazing, might I say, for our outdoor season. That 9-pound hammer, bro, I wish you could have been here, because you throw a blunt of that motherfucker back and you were like vacuuming, cleaning that house. Man, I feel good. And like 2 seconds later, you're like asleep on the carpet. And you wake up and like surrounded by Oreos and Doritos. And you're like, what the fuck happened? And, you know, whoever owns the house is like, dude, you just broke in my house and started vacuuming the floor. And then you passed out eating all my food. It was one of those times.
I would have been like, can you vacuum my floor for me? I let it happen.
I can't look that neighbor in the eye anymore, honestly.
Bro, it ain't your fault you're butt-ass naked eating Cheetos on his couch.
Dog, I just stole his whole box of Oreos. He didn't even say anything. He's like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, yeah, and passed out eating his Oreos. Thank God he didn't call the cops. He just called my wife. He's like, come get your fucking husband. That's what she did.
Bro,
come get this motherfucker. He's in my house eating all my food.
I got just a random question for you, bro. This is just random. This is we always tell old stories. Did you think, like, 20 years ago when we were doing some of this shit, that 20 years later we'd be talking about it live on a podcast to people around the world?
I thought I'd be dead, bro, honestly.
It's just crazy, like, how our life, like, thinking what we would have became back then. No, thinking of it like this, though. What if we would have took what we were doing back then and then, like, took that motivation of that shit, put it towards, like, doing a podcast then and where we would be at now? You know, shit like that, bro. Like, I think about, like, some of the shit I could have been better and, you know, stuff back in the day.
You know, man, when I was younger, you know, I always wanted to be a comedian. We talked about that. It was always kind of like a big thing for me. I didn't have the confidence to stand there and roast people like I had the ability to do it. Like, I had the ability to sit there and talk shit all day long, but I was so, like, I didn't have the confidence. You know what I mean? So if we had put the proper motivation into this, man, I honestly think we could have made it big time. Honestly, like, I mean,
because
I'm essentially starting out. Yeah, I'm essentially starting out, like, at the age of 30, potentially looking into starting maybe a little stand-up. You know what I mean? Cause,
do it, bro.
And honestly,
do
the
it.
Motivation for that comes up. Yeah, the motivation from that comes from watching these dumbasses on fucking, like.
And
yeah, I mean, I watch these dudes on, like.
Well, see,
yeah, I watch the dudes on TikTok.
Is that your jokes are legit, they're funny, but they're, like, from a legit period in your life, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to explain. Like, when I write my jokes, yeah, I write about stuff that's happened in my life, but some stuff I just pop off the top of my head that's just random. I might look over and see a box of Slim Jims or something, and I'm like, ooh, I got a joke about a Slim Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
when I see a box of Slim Jims, I think about the time. Yeah, I seen the dude snub a Slim Jim up his ass to, like, sneak it in from visitation, and he got back and he ate it.
Right,
I was like, what
yes.
the fuck are you doing? He's like, bro, I brought a Slim Jim bag with me. I'm like, I don't want
Please
none of those.
You
good.
Please tell me you left it wrapped. Please tell me you left it in the wrapper.
Oh,
yeah,
he had it in the wrapper.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was in the wrapper. It was like, it was like one of the packages of minis. Yeah, no,
right,
I didn't
so
want
didn't
none. I'm good.
He didn't need a shit gym then.
Yeah, no, it was one of those fat motherfuckers, bro. You're like, he didn't fart like for
hot,
a week. You know
what they hot mamas or whatever, the big fat.
Yeah, those fucking smoked sausages. He comes back and he goes to fart, and it sounds like somebody just opened a door and just.
Oh, man. You hear that rain and started pouring down here. It's headed your way.
Oh, fuck. Don't curse me like that, man. We just got over the fucking rain, bro. I don't like this shit.
This is Tennessee weather.
Yeah, I mean,
cool. Nonstop fucking bullshit. You don't like Tennessee weather? Wait 5 minutes and change.
It'll be here, motherfucker. Fuck you. But honestly, man, like I was saying, like, I think it's just like watching these dudes on like YouTube and like TikTok and like watching these stand-up comedians. I watch them, and basically, it's just like a lot of interactions with the crowd nowadays. Like used to before. Yeah. You had that comedian that would just come up there, stand up there, say jokes, you mean you'd have hecklers every now and then, but now it's almost become a sport for people to like talk shit to them.
Exactly.
Which is culture. Because
they know
with
they can record it.
I will make you.
That's
right.
What that is.
They
because they know they can record it and post it on Facebook and shit like that. So they're like, this is their way
right.
of becoming,
yeah.
you know, getting a little fame out there. But yeah. I,
oh yeah. And I mean, if you have somebody
lot,
trying to heckle me, oh, it's changed so much.
Yeah. Like it's
if you have somebody
so,
trying
yeah,
to like heckle
it's
me,
it's changed so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make you feel bad about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I have
well,
a very good
me.
Gift of like,
right, my first.
Yeah, you were like
okay,
that
my
though.
My first time doing stand up out here, bro. Like, this is my first time doing stand up in Tennessee, period. Right. I just moved out
yeah.
here, been here maybe 4 months at this point. And when I was working at the time, this dude always was at. He always frequents this bar, right? And the bar is burnt down now. I'll get to that joke in a second. Hold on. But, he was.
You
he
lit that motherfucker
bar,
off, didn't you?
hold on, I'll get to that. But he always went to the bar. He tells me one night, he's like, hey, I talked to the owners. They do like an open mic night. They went to the club to do stand-up. Because at this point, I'm sorry, I did do a little stand-up for like a Christmas party at our work or something like that, right? So, so he knew like, okay, well, anyways, I was like, sure, I'll do it. So me and some homies from work, we go. I think it was a Saturday night, Friday night, something like that. As soon as I walk in the door, right, and I'm dying if I'm lying on this part, put it that way. I see this dude. I know his name is Jimbo. You know why I know his name is Jimbo? Because some other guy was yelling, Jimbo, stop knocking people's beers out of their hands. What Jimbo was doing was, you know
Jimbo
how like,
got it,
back
he?
In the day to pressure somebody and they had a bottle of beer to walk up and hit the top of it with yours and it foam up?
Oh, yeah, you were that
Oh, Jimmy Boy was doing that to glasses, right? And just knocking them out of people's hands. So when I walk in, I'm like, I'm roasting that fucker right there. So I go,
yeah, that's
know, like,
my dude right there, man.
Right. Well, by the time I went on stage, he's done settled down a bit. He's sitting at the table. People are sitting at tables and shit. I'm up there, and I start off my routine a little bit, and I'm like, I'm looking, I see him.
You there?
And I'm like, here's my chance. I make a joke. I forget what it was. Like,
yo.
I might have asked him, like, hey, bro, it's good to see
Tommy.
You and your wife here tonight or something.
My guy.
Huh? Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
All right, looks like I'm on here,
bro. You still there?
Yo. Yeah, I can hear you. I think that, yeah, I'm here, man. I thought I was on the air by myself. I was about to fucking start roasting you myself.
Oh, no, dude, I was literally, like, mid-story. Where did you leave off at?
I don't know. You said that, like, he was sitting down, chilling, and then it just got
okay.
quiet.
Okay. Well, he was sitting down. Like, when I went up there, he was sitting, like, two tables back, right? You know, like, not first row, but, like, a couple tables back. And he's there with a couple – there was, like, a chick sitting with him and then, like, a dude at the – like, on the other side or some shit. So I see him, and I'm like, bro, I'm glad to see you and your wife can make it here tonight. I was just trying to start off, like, trying to get a little information from him before I started roasting him type of shit, you know, just kind of throw out. And he goes,
oh, yeah.
This ain't my wife. That's my sister.
Feedback.
And I go – so he goes, this ain't my wife.
Oh,
I go, no, wait.
Fuck yeah.
And I started roasting. I was like, well, I'm glad to see, I'm glad to see you and your sister made it here tonight, man, or some shit. Like, I was just, like, fucking with him at this point. And I pissed the dude off to the point where he started, like, trying to come up on the stage. And I was just
yeah.
Jimbo.
I'm not crazy.
I don't got a beer. I was like, I don't got a beer for you to knock out of my hand, Jimbo. But long story short was, after that was all
yeah.
said and done, like a week later, that bar burnt down. I'm wondering if Jimbo was involved.
Jim. Yeah, Jimbo's pissed. He's like, I can't believe that dude talked about my sister's girlfriend like that.
Like, how dare he know that was my cousin?
Oh, yeah. Hey, as soon as he told you it was his sister, be like, man, Tennessee's really loosened its laws on marriage, hasn't it? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are a few chromosomes short of a fucking tree, ain't you?
Bro, we need to team up on stage, man.
Man, I'm not Chris Rock, bro. You step up there, you're a fucking fade.
With me and you, it would be like Richard Pryor and Red Foxes straight up.
Oh, yeah. Listen, dog, I'm telling you, I'm not Chris Rock, bro. You step on that fucking stage, you're catching a fade fucking fast. Like I might fucking joke about shit, but I'll fucking knock it out real quick.
Me, I'm different now. You know, you step on stage with me, I'll just have Logan knock your ass out real quick. You can be, bro, you can be my bodyguard.
Like, I joke about shit to bypass the fact that I'm, like, super angry. You know what I mean? Like, I make jokes to make bypass the fact that I have, like, super amounts of aggression in me. Like, I laugh about everything. I try and joke about everything. But if, like, you – I always tell motherfuckers, man, if you want to box, throw rocks, or pick up Glocks, homeboy, I'm gay. You want to poke holes, like, little switch cheese, what the fuck you want to do? You know what I mean?
I'm a lot calmer nowadays. I'm more like, oh, you want to hit this guy? Are we all going to sit around arguing about bullshit?
Hey, Jimbo, bro, don't get yourself hurt in front of your girlfriend's sister. You know what I mean?
Fucking Jimbo. That
fucking
has to be
Jimbo.
The most common name around here, probably,
yeah.
Jimbo or Jim Bob.
Oh, that's fucking pathetic. They're all from the same family. They just named their kid Jimbo.
And
eventually there's
and
like 700 of them.
Like everyone
fucking
felt like a different way. Like one's J-I-M, one's like G-Y-M, one's like J-Y. Like Jim just felt the most random ways. It's like this is Little Jim, this is Big Jim, this is Slim Jim, this is Fat Jim.
His name's actually Jim Belushi, but okay. You know what I mean?
Like Jimbo or Bob is like Joker around where we're from, you know, gang wise, like being a nickname.
Fuck, Dad.
Everybody
I was
trying to
think of Dragon Fingers.
Little Joker, little or bigger Joker.
It's like Friday After Next. He's like, there's Baby Joker, Joker, and there's Big Joker. Little Joker just got out of YA or Juvie. Joker just got out of YA, and Big Joker got out of the bed.
Bro, were you in the car one time? All right, our homeboy Nemo was driving. I was riding shoddy. Yoder was in the back seat. Big Mike was back there, and somebody else was. I'm thinking it might have been you. No, it was some other little dude that was Yoder's friend. My bad. That's, and then there was somebody else, that might have been you. But anyway, then little Mike was, or I was like, who the hell is this guy? And Mike looks at me and goes, that's little, or that's bigger little or Yoder, or something like that. And I'm like, what?
Hey, I wasn't there, but I caught the after effects because we didn't stop calling him that for fucking years.
I was like, what the fuck is that called? I was like, Bigger Littler Yoder. What the fuck? We need to get him on the show.
Bigger Littler Yoder, yeah.
Bigger Yoder. We need to get Big Mike on the show, bro.
Oh, Big Mike.
Big
yeah, I still fuck with him. I play with him. I play video games with him. Oh, he's hilarious, man. Hey, what's even funnier is when he starts laughing. Just fucking, I don't know how many times I've pictured like a monkey just sitting there going, ho, 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 and that's just his face.
He looks like Bowser.
Bro, it's fuck now because like I see all these dudes that we grew up with and their hair is thinning. And they're like, they've got like thin ass hair up top, and they're like got long hair in the back. I'm like, hell yeah, bro, stick that mullet out. You know what I'm saying? But these dudes, man, you know their diet had a lot to play with it because Big Mike's still Big Mike. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, damn, homie, you probably should have put down the fried food like 15 fucking years ago. You know what I mean?
I don't remember him really ever having hair. He always kept it short, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, and if you ever realized it was thin when we were kids. Like, when we were younger, he still had thin hair up on top. So the fact that he still has any is, like, a real big fucking, like, you know, kudos to him. But, bro, I'm starting to, like, look at pictures of people that we grew up with, and I'm like, holy crap, y'all look old as fuck. And I can't imagine how old my old raggedy ass looks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I
just wonder, like,
some of the pictures of people we grew up with, and I'm like, damn, time's been good to me.
That's what they think too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what they think too.
I looked at pictures. Yeah, that's what they think. They're like, god damn, at least I look young. And we're looking at him going, fuck, well, you look rough. But you know what's even worse is when you look on the internet and you find like pictures of your ex-girlfriend.
Right.
That's humbling.
Right.
That's humbling. Because you're like, damn, she used to be pretty. And then you start second-guessing yourself. You're like, damn, was I just so ugly that I thought she was pretty back then? And it's a humbling experience, dog. Like, my wife caught me looking at a picture of somebody. I was like, she's like, who's that? Oh, my ex. She's like, oh, you're looking at your ex's, huh? And I was like, no, I'm actually fucking doing this for you. Because, like, this bitch looks rough. You know what I mean? I have to look at these humbling experiences and think, like, yeah, damn, man, I did pretty fucking good for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me, bro. Like, I'm like, I see some of the pictures. I see how
you look
some
the same.
Of my old friends, like, feel the same. Yeah, that is true, bro. That is true.
Yeah, like, you
like,
look the same,
I don't age,
like,
bro.
Facial
I'm
hair.
Like, I don't know. My hair is thinning on top.
Me,
I can't say much, bro, but my hair is thinning on top. So
I don't have the
Jufro
no more, but I've been shaving my head for so many years now, it's just kind of like I receding hairline, but
kiss
the,
off that
the
hairline.
Top's still thick, you know
off
what I mean?
Hairline.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I've always had kind of like a weird hairline, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always had that like weird widow's peak thing going, and like, it's gotten worse over the years, but I keep my hair shaved, so it's not like a big deal. But then, like, if I ever fucking grow it out for a couple of days, I look homelesser. It's all bad, you know what I mean? Got the cul-de-sac haircut, put the big Boobacher 2000 fucking sunglasses on me, and my ass is fucking getting registered on some kind of list. So I just keep it shaved.
Me, I just let it
keep
grow
shaved,
out
man.
A little bit. Then when it gets so long, when I put my hat on and get to my eyes, I cut it.
That's the old man way of doing haircuts. You're like, whenever it becomes an inconvenience, and you realize that you're now 40.
Well, I don't have to impress anybody nowadays, bro. Like, you know what I mean, like.
Bro, you're not married. You have somebody to impress. You know what I mean? My wife, she made a statement the other day. She's like, man, you. A little bigger since we got married. I'm like, yeah, ain't nobody fucking impressed. I fart in public now. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's a deterrent for me. Honestly, if some like cute little waitress walks up, I'm like, burr, and she's like, oh my god, he's so sick. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bitch, get away from me. I'm a married man. It's like a second. I keep the thoughts away by keeping the fucking gas going, you know. Or like, I've always had really good table manners, but like, if I ever notice a chick staring at me, like, odd. And the thing is, like, I don't think that time I don't think they're like looking at me in that way. But apparently, I'm like stupid as fuck and naive. Apparently, that's what my wife tells me. She's like, oh my god, that girl's checking you out. I'm like, check what out? This 34-year-old fucking dude who's like a bald head, face tattoo, and a fucking rap sheet thicker than her fucking waistline. Nah, she ain't looking at me. And, but just to be safe, I'll, like, burp, burp. My daughter will burp. She'll go, burp. That's a good burp. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good burp. People don't want to deal with that shit. Self-defense mechanisms.
See, I have,
it's like that
I have
story
that
you hear about when
like,
dude's about
I
to
get
sentenced and
all
he puts
time,
peanut
like,
butter in his asshole. And,
I can
like,
be walking
ass,
down.
And, like, when the judge is about to sentence him, he reaches back, pulls it out, and, like, eats it. Self-defense mechanism. That's what I'm
Well, see, with me, the way it goes is, like, I can be walking down an aisle in a grocery store, running into a random chick, just say, hey, and next thing I know, I'm having 50 conversations with her. And...
That's what happens when you have low standards.
Oh, that's fucked. You know what, I'm not gonna argue that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, you got no fucking point to argue that. Like, you know it's
I'm not
true.
Gonna argue.
You're like, oh, I've got a pussy.
You know, I would take the L
rock.
On that
What's
one,
up,
bro. I would take the L on that one.
Hey, I always tell the homeboys, man, if you want to get more pussy, bro, you just got to lower your standards a little bit. And they're like, nah, I can't do that. I'm like, yeah, that's why you don't get laid. Now they're getting laid all the time. And I'm like, I told you. And they're like, you were right. Mike, it's like, you start fucking barnyard animals. They just fucking start turning it over.
We got about 10 minutes left, bro. You know, we got an hour and a half. I didn't want to tell you. I just wanted to keep going. So we were going to go.
Oh, wow. My wife's going to be pissed when I come back in the house because it's like... By herself. I told her it was only going to be 30 minutes. It's been an hour and a half,
note,
and I'm going to walk through the door, and I bet you
my
left
by your wife tonight.
That I'm going to get a dirty-ass look. I'm almost happy to record it and send it to you.
Please do. I kind of want to see this.
Actually, you know what? That's a good fucking idea. Oh, that's
just
probably going to add
shit,
fuel to the fire, but fuck it.
Unless you have a witness.
Yeah. I reported this for my own safety. You will help me when I'm on live Instagram, will you? Fuck no, she will. Fuck yeah, she'll throw hands.
On that note, guys, next week we'll be going back to our full show schedules. This week here, I've been sick. Last week,
Kiss Run, yeah.
I think I was sick then too, and then something happened with Danny, and you know, I don't want to get in detail on that, but this is glad you're here now. And
I had to put my running shoes on, and it was a fucking. I'm too fat for that shit now, so I was getting gassed out. Not good.
So we're going to go over the GoFundMe page, and it's just in case one of us goes to jail.
Yeah. It's a preemptive page for whenever it happens. Yeah, I fucking need that shit.
Yeah. But like I said, we'll be
going back
to our normal shows next week, guys. I know we keep talking about this mystery show. We're going to do it, I swear. I just... Everything kind of happened at once.
Are we?
Getting sick and shit.
A couple things happened at once,
I'm sure we're going to at least try to do it. Yeah. You know what? We're doing,
I don't know how that's going to work out.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Next Friday, we're doing the show, the mystery one.
We're doing the Alaskan Triangle, right?
Yep. So I'll be there for sure. You'll be there for sure. And I'm pretty sure Lacey will be on it for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if Shane and Yoda will be joining us, but they can if they want to. But I know
probably
us three for sure probably on that. But yeah.
I've got to be there.
Week. Don't know the topic yet because, you know, I don't plan ahead. And
Remember, it was the Alaskan Triangle.
Yeah, the Alaskan Triangle.
I
have like a whole pack
of
like,
the Alaskan Triangle, bro.
So I got like
I have it. It's just covered in dust because we've been talking about it since fucking November. I did a whole bunch of research and shit. It's just gathering dust. Yeah. We're going to – I think the first one we were talking about doing was with the plane disappearance. The Air Force plane is like the 1970s. 44 people, including Air Force personnel and family members, just vanished. And the reports were they were seeing flashing lights and like a bunch of weird shit right before they disappeared. I've been doing a little bit more research, hitting the Discovery Channel and like History Channel, and it's a lot bigger than I thought it was, man. There's a lot more military involvement than I like, but it's definitely something that'll draw the interest of people if you have like any kind of like, you know, inquisitive mind. You know what I mean? Like me, it's asking me fucking questions. For my own good, really. Like, if it's, just to say this right now, I did not kill myself, and like, I have not committed any major crimes. So if I do get swooped up, it's probably as a result of our show next Friday.
For sure.
Just a heads up, yeah.
On that note, guys. Remember, smoke them if you got them. Always roast the world line because the world needs roasting. Do you leave anything out? Anything you want to add?
No, man. Fuck.
All right. Well,
I
you know what that means?
Enough.
I say we go get high. It's time to get high, brother. Let's get high. It's 420.
Hell yeah. You want to get high?
It's
I got some popsicles in my basement. I got some number one.
I got some.
Yeah.
You want some popsicles? I got my whole freezer full of popsicles in the basement.
Gotta clean yourself up that wall. I'll give you.
Oh, man.
I'm a real boy. But I'm a real boy. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
The one that lives on Drury Lane?
Yes, the one that lives on Drury Lane. He's friends with him.
So, yeah, dog, I'm a meat wad. My dad's gone somewhere. My mom's chuck steak. We don't really talk about that, though. Yeah, we went from Family Guy to, like, Shrek to Aqua Teen Hunger in one little fucking segment. That was pretty good.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
That was like a good little hopping around.
Yeah, I really got to show my... Yeah, I really got to show my talents on that one.
That was good right there, dude.
Yeah, I had a practice.
I sat alone in my jail cell.
He didn't give me
night.
A TV. Oh, yeah, no, I was in single man isolation for 3 years, and they didn't see me for like 16 months. So I just like sat there going crazy, just doing like voices in my head, like Meatwad, the Gingerbread Man, Herbert the Pervert. I mean, I did it all repeatedly to the point where it was almost like psychotic. So I had lots of time.
Oh, that's it. I'm going
just to
go
let you know,
pot.
Herbert the Pervert is, yeah, Herbert the Pervert is not a popular voice in prison. I'm just going to let you know that right now.
Shit. All right, on that note, I'm going to go smoke some pot, guys. Remember, always roast the world.
All right, you guys
have
good night,
man. The world needs roasting.
The world needs roasting.
We'll see you guys next week.